This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Israel barred two U.S. congresswomen from entering the country Thursday, setting off a new round of controversy in the debate over U.S. support for its ally in the Middle East. AP's Sagar Meghani reports that Democrats Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib have been vocal critics of Israel's treatment of Palestinians.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says criticism is fine, but supporting a boycott against Israel is not. And that's what Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are doing, so he won't let them in. The decision came shortly after President Trump tweeted allowing them to enter would show great weakness. It's an unprecedented move, and former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Danny Aiello says the prime minister picked the least bad option.
He had no choice but to take President Trump's advice.
Omar says Israel's instituting the president's Muslim ban, this time against elected lawmakers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the move is beneath Israel's dignity. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump says he does not want to see China's government violently crack down on protesters in Hong Kong. Trump said Thursday afternoon that Chinese President Xi Jinping could solve the situation quickly by meeting with protest leaders.
He's a man I like a lot. I get along with him very well, President Xi. And I said that I would be willing to bet that if he sat down with the protesters, a group of representative protesters, I'll bet he'd work it out in 15 minutes. I bet he'd work it out very quickly.
China's ambassador to London, Liu Xiaoming, meanwhile, warned Thursday that foreign forces should stop interfering in what he called an internal Chinese matter. The U.S. and China are in the midst of contentious, drawn-out trade negotiations. Trump said Thursday he still believes Beijing wants to make a deal. This is VOA News. Gibraltar released the Iranian oil tanker detained by British Marines last month. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has details.
The supertanker Grace 1 was seized on suspicion of carrying oil to Syria, in defiance of European sanctions. Then Iran seized a British tanker, the Stena Impero, in apparent retaliation. The tale of two tankers is deeply entangled with the diplomatic standoff between Iran and the West. There was no immediate news of a reciprocal release by Iran. A spokesman for Stena Impero said they were still awaiting developments.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Pakistan says three of its soldiers were killed Thursday in clashes with India across the disputed Kashmir border known as the Line of Control. A Pakistani army spokesman claimed five Indian soldiers were also killed. Indian military officials denied any of their personnel died, but they did confirm three Pakistani forces were killed in what they called retaliatory action. British police say a second police officer who responded to a March 2018 nerve agent attack in the English city of Salisbury was exposed to the agent Novichok. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Sergei Skripal, a Russian spy turned double agent for Britain, and his daughter Yulia spent weeks in critical condition after being exposed to Novichok. Police officer Nick Bailey also was sickened. The Metropolitan Police say that another officer showed signs at the time of having been exposed to a very small amount of Novichok, and that tests have now confirmed it. Months after the attack, a local man found a perfume bottle containing traces of the discarded nerve agent. He became severely ill and his girlfriend died from the exposure. Britain blames Russian intelligence for the attack, but Moscow denies involvement. Zaria Shakli, London.
Washington's two top intelligence officials spent their last day on the job Thursday as U.S. President Donald Trump oversees an overhaul of his intelligence leadership. Former Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats and his top deputy Sue Gordon are leaving their posts as tensions rise between China and a protest movement in Hong Kong. There's also potential crises in the Persian Gulf and the Korean Peninsula. President Donald Trump announced Coates' resignation on Twitter late last month. Less than 2 weeks later, Trump tweeted about the resignation of Coates' deputy, Sue Gordon, who had been in line to become acting director. For now, Joseph McGuire, a retired admiral and former Navy SEAL, who had been serving as the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, will serve as acting director of National Intelligence. For more, be sure to visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.